Hello, everyone, and very warm welcome to another edition of the Marketing the Invisible, which is our vlogcast. You can find us on YouTube, on our website, pretty much all over the internet, and stripped off in a podcast, also called Marketing Invisible. My guest today is Alan Dibb, pretty close to home, actually, not too far away, about maybe 1,500K from where I am. Alan in Melbourne, right?
In Melbourne, that's it.
Very warm welcome. Alan, for those of you who don't know, Alan's founded a business called SuccessWise. He's a serial entrepreneur. His specialty is marketing and technology. He started, growing, and successfully exited, which is a big part of the trick, isn't it, Alan? Successfully exited multiple businesses in various industries. He's also the author of the best-selling book, The One-Page Marketing Plan, which you will find on Amazon. It has dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of glowing reviews. And I think just in and of itself, it's just a brilliant concept, because some people can make marketing horrendously complicated, and Alan's got a very talent in making it simpler. Yeah, but still very effective. Our subject today is, I guess, Alan, it's going to be one-page marketing plan in 7 minutes, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so let's go. Our 7 minutes is going to start now. So kick off, if you would. First question is, who's your ideal client?
Sure. So my ideal client is someone who's got a running business already. They've got a concept that's proven. They've got a really good product or service, and now they're sort of trying just to level up. So try to get to that next level. So they're at $1 million revenue. They want to get to $2 million or $3 million, or they're at $10 million revenue, want to get to $15 million. So basically someone who's got a running concept, a business that's working, but they just need to level up.
And what's the problem you solve? Question number two.
So the main problem I solve is marketing clarity. So I love this quote. There's a guy by the name of Anthony Greenback, and he wrote in his book, he says, to live through an impossible situation, you don't need to have the reflexes of a Grand Prix driver, the muscles of a Hercules, the mind of an Einstein. You simply need to know what to do. Really, that's what I'm all about, helping you know what to do as it relates to marketing.
So question three is, if someone's got a problem that you can solve, what would be some of the typical symptoms they'd be experiencing?
Yeah, the typical symptoms are usually what I call random acts of marketing. So they will have tried a website, that didn't work. They try SEO, that didn't work. They'll do a little bit of Twitter or Facebook or social or whatever, that's not working. And so they're kind of trying random things that are sort of either working in a mediocre way or not really working. And there's no overall plan or structure or anything to it. So they're the typical symptoms.
And presumably one of the symptoms is they're not going to have enough clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And that's why they're kind of trying everything that they come across.
You know, their product or service might be a 10 out of 10, but their marketing is maybe a 2 out of 10, which is
exactly.
causing them some stress and frustration.
So
you mentioned some of the mistakes that they're making, including, you know, perhaps having a business plan but not a marketing model, fiddling with a website. What are some of the other mistakes that you find clients are coming to you, and this is question four. You find clients are coming to you and they've tried stuff and they've said to you, you know, I tried all this stuff, but it just didn't work. What are some of those mistakes? And the reason I'm asking this question is we might be able to help some of the listeners avoid some of those mistakes.
Yeah, look, that's a great question. And very often people are following the bright, shiny object syndrome. You know, so there's a product launch and someone's promoting video, and there's another product launch and someone's promoting podcasting as a way. And so they're just following the bright, shiny object. And rather than sitting back and thinking, whenever it comes to marketing, I love to think of each piece in my marketing infrastructure as an employee. So what am I employing this thing to do? What's my website? Why does my website exist? What is it employed to do? What does my email list need to do? What does my social channels need to do? So treating each of your marketing pieces as an employee. So an employee, it costs money. You want to measure KPI, you want to measure return on investment. So doing that for each of your pieces of marketing and understanding, what have I employed this piece of marketing to do?
Right. So any other common mistakes you find? So what you're saying is that they're perhaps not looking at each piece of their marketing as an employee, setting KPIs, measures, et cetera. Mm. Are there other mistakes, people rocking up and saying, gee, Alan, I need you because I tried this other stuff, it didn't work?
Very often it's just not trying enough stuff. And I don't mean randomly trying stuff. It's having a method and understanding of what am I trying to do and why am I trying to do it, rather than, okay, everyone's on social, so I better be on social. I'll try Instagram because everyone's on Instagram, or I'll try this or that. So, or I'll try podcasting. So having a good idea of the entire customer journey or the prospect journey. So where does someone start off as a cold prospect who doesn't know you, doesn't like you, doesn't trust you, and how do you take them through a system they end up a raving fan and a customer of yours? So having all the pieces in place that allow you to do that.
Okay, thank you. And so three questions, Jeff. This is the valuable free questions. The first one is, what's one valuable free action that someone listening to this can actually, without our input at all, can go away, can do this one thing? It's an action, and it might make a bit of a difference.
Well, I'll tell you, this is an action you can do and it will make a massive difference. And that's basically to commit to becoming a marketer. So let's say, for example, you're an IT guy or you're a web developer or you're a copywriter or anything else. So you think of yourself as a web developer, an IT guy, a copywriter. I would challenge you to start thinking of yourself as a marketer who just happens to sell IT, who just happens to sell copywriting, who just happens to sell web design services. So changing your mindset to being a marketer rather than someone who's a technician and then trying to bolt on marketing, because that's kind of literally kind of peak. You know, you've got this product or service and then you think, okay, now I need to bolt on marketing. How do I do that? Whereas starting from the mindset that, hey, I'm a marketer, I happen to sell this service. Maybe in the future I'll sell a different type of service. But right now I'm a web developer, so how do I market web development services? So just changing that mindset and getting an understanding that, you know, the best marketer wins every time. It's not the best web developer that wins every time. It's the best marketer that wins every time.
Super. Thank you. So one valuable free resource, question 6 out of 7, is there something on the website or someone else that you could say to someone, look, if you want to start with this marketing thing, this is where you should go? And it's completely free.
Yeah. Yep. So completely free. Yeah, if you jump onto my website, which is successwise.com, just join my mailing list. There's a lot of great free resources there. A second resource I'd give you, which is not quite free, but almost free. It's so cheap, it's almost free. It's my book, which is a one-page marketing plan. You can get it on Amazon. It's like a couple of bucks. I've made it very cheap because I want it very easy for people to get started and just start to get an understanding of marketing and get clarity around that. So
perfect.
There are a couple of resources you can go to.
Thank you. We've got just over 15 seconds left. From all your years of experience in marketing, what's the most valuable free tip that you can give people in 10 seconds or less?
I would say business is a team sport. You really can't do it by yourself. So start with a coach, build a team, and do it in a professional way.
Thanks for checking out our Marketing the Invisible podcast, and make sure you also check out our 5-hour lead generation challenge at www.5hourchallenge.com.